Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. Well, since this is the first time that my delegation is taking the floor, I once again would like to express our esteem for you as chair of this meeting.
Chair of the working group, perhaps my considerations might carry some weight here and might assist us in trying to find ways around to deal with, which to me was somewhat unexpected. I was unaware of this important concentration of meetings in the month of August. And of course, it has implications for all delegations, large or small. Many good points were made, and I believe that there might be some ways around that converge on different aspects. I like what the distinguished representative of the U.S. has indicated, and it also happened when we had the very same discussion in the CCW regarding the definition of dates for the DG on laws that at that time I was presiding again. I indicated that it would be very dangerous to leave the room with some uncertainty surrounding the dates of such meetings, and that to the extent possible we should leave, we should conclude our deliberations having all dates cast in stone. So I think that uncertainty would be something that would be very dangerous to have at this juncture. Another good aspect that was made by my colleague, the distinguished permanent representative of the Netherlands, is that we definitely need to minimize air travel, not only because of its known impacts over the environment, but also because of the, what it means in terms of representativeness. One consideration that I might bring to your attention, and it's more or less in keeping with the concerns that have been expressed by the delegation of the Russian Federation, is that perhaps we are thinking in some very rigid ways, and we might need to think outside the box. So actually, we are supposed to have 15 days of meetings. And what occurs to me as a criteria that could unify the three aspects that were presented by the Russian Federation, by the U.S., and by the Netherlands that I recognize were very much on the spot is that we are thinking 15 days as having 2 weeks in the meeting that takes place in the middle of the year and 1 week in December. But actually, there's nothing cast in stone that would not enable us to have 1 week in August and 2 weeks back-to-back in November, December. But then, of course, this solution or possible solution, it's dependent on the possibility of having rooms available. And from the perspective of the chair of this working group, it looks to me that having 2 weeks when we will be deploying our maximum effort to conclude the mandate of the outgoing bureau might be a good way forward for us to intensify our work and actually put a maximum effort in trying to find an outcome. But all this, and of course, this my proposal will be rendered moot if there is no conference space available. But it looks to me that this might be the easiest way out of the predicament we find ourselves at this juncture. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.